Well, this is the latest in a series of outdoor gatherings by Palestinians here in Sheikh Jarrah in occupied East Jerusalem. Tensions are always bubbling under here. We saw just how serious they could become last year in April and May in a series of pretty violent confrontations, both with settlers and Israeli security forces, really being one of the triggers of the war that we saw between Israel and fighting factions in Gaza. They aren't at that level yet, but the constituent elements are always there. The fact that hundreds of Palestinian families face forced displacement in occupied East Jerusalem, and they've been sharpened in the last few days with what Israeli police say was an arson attack against a Jewish settler home in the neighborhood. There was no one at home, but there was serious damage done to the house. There have been arrests. There is a police investigation underway. That is one factor. The other factor is the response to that by a far-right Israeli politician, Itamar Ben-Gvir. Ben-Gvir has set up what he calls an open-air office behind this newly erected Israeli checkpoint in the neighborhood. That office is essentially a desk under tenting on land belonging to a Palestinian family whose adjacent home, the Salem family, faced forcible displacement from at some stage during the month of March. Now, Ben-Gvir says he's here to ensure the protection and safety of Jewish settlers in the area, but for Palestinian families who live here, this is seen as an extremely provocative act, and it's a difficult one for the Israeli establishment to deal with. He has parliamentary immunity, so not open to obvious sanction from Israeli security forces in terms of trying to get him out of here. He's also an enemy, really, politically, of the right-wing Israeli Prime Minister, Naftali Bennett, so he doesn't have much leverage over him to try to persuade him to get out. So that is one factor that is part of the growing tensions here once more. There is also the prospect of this family being evicted during March, and in April we see both Ramadan and the Jewish Passover falling at the same time. So again, there are all the ingredients here of renewed and potentially dangerous tensions here in Sheikh Jarrah.